Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is looking at possibly extending social distancing guidelines. During yesterday's coronavirus briefing, the president said the guidelines could stretch beyond May 1st if he thinks the country's not in a safe place. The measures he set out last month are otherwise due to expire next Thursday. Meanwhile, Bill Gates says he's concerned that some economies are opening too soon, and he also says there could be a second wave of the virus that could be worse than the first one.
We know that if you go fully back to normal mixing, that then you get onto that exponential growth curve. You know, I am afraid we'll have some people and some states that move too quickly.
Passed by the Senate and yesterday by the House, the president's to sign a new coronavirus small business relief package today. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Experts learning more and more about the coronavirus with one theory. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Our most striking observation to date is the powerful effect that solar light appears to have on killing the virus, both surfaces and in the air.
Can sunlight kill the coronavirus? At the White House Daily Briefing, William Bryan with the Department of Homeland Security at the podium with charts and graphics. He says new research shows how increased levels of sunlight, ultraviolet rays, and even humidity can cause the coronavirus to die off.
We've seen a similar effect with both temperature and humidity as well, where increasing the temperature and humidity, or both, is generally less favorable to the virus.
A federal judge blocking a California gun law that requires people to undergo a background check before they can buy ammunition. The judge tossing the ammo regulations, calling them onerous and convoluted, and saying they violate a citizen's Second Amendment rights. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The head of a large flight attendants union is now asking the Trump administration to ground all non-essential air flights until the coronavirus pandemic is over. In a letter, the Association of Flight Attendants CWA urging U.S. Departments of Transportation and Health and Human Services to bar all leisure travel until the virus is fully contained. The union says at least 250 of its 50,000 members have tested positive for the virus, and some of them have died. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow is the number one pick in the 2020 NFL draft. The Cincinnati Bengals selecting the Heisman Trophy winner first overall in the first ever virtual draft last night. The Washington Redskins then took Ohio State defensive end Chase Young second. Rounds 2 and 3 will be held today. Rounds 4 through 7 will be held on Saturday. And a state agency that promotes Hawaii tourism is now paying to get some visitors to leave. The Hawaii Tourism Authority has set aside $25,000 to send tourists away if they refuse to abide by the state's 14-day quarantine to stop the spread of the coronavirus there. The state says that 19 people have been flown back to their home airports since the quarantine order took effect on April 1st. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now, 800-471-7065, 800-471-7065, 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Live. It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, and part of getting back on track is opening up our government. And let me tell you, I have high confidence in we the people. I mean, call me wrong. Yes, okay, there's knuckleheads out there, but by and large, the majority of Americans get it. We understand that we're in a dangerous situation, that this pandemic, well, some, you know, say, well, don't call it a pandemic. It's not exactly a pandemic. Well, you're exactly right by definition. But pandemic, COVID-19, coronavirus, I mean, all this stuff has been thrown around. And I don't mean to add to the fear factor of what is happening. I mean, we've been exposed and been dealing with this now for a number of weeks. And here we have a governor in Georgia that's ready to break out of the pack. He is, as I said to Paul Ken Gore, he's kind of that raven coming out of the ark of, you know, that Noah was in. And, you know, to see, okay, what happened? Can we, you know, is there dry ground? Is there peace in being able to, you know, reopen this government? So, and reopen the state of Georgia, they're going to be a real test ground. All eyes are in Georgia right now. We have Bob Barr with us. He is the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney. Bob, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, Bill. Thanks for having me once again.
Well, always. You're always welcome here. The door is always open to you for your perspective, and we really need it. I mean, Governor Kemp has rattled even the president. You know, just a bit. And but somebody was going to be first, Bob. And why not Georgia? When you look at their numbers, you can, with a managed opening, I think it's a good run. I mean, everybody, you know, even Bill Gates, well, what happens if this comes back? Or no, you know, chances are going to, I mean, all these continuing threats that keep going on and on. Well, what happens if it doesn't come back? What happens if America, because of what we've gone through, is better prepared so that because it is a virus like the flu, we're probably going to deal with it next flu season as well. You know, so what happens if it's not the big deal, but yet we've shuttered our government and, increased unemployment to 26 million and counting?
We've become, Bill, such a risk-averse society that it really worries me. And are there risks involved in anything that we do? Yes. Are there risks involved in starting to reopen businesses, even though the coronavirus is still out there, as are any number of other diseases and virus? Sure. But I think our governor here, Governor Brian Kemp, has done exactly what you said. He's looked at the damage that's already been done to our welfare state. He's looked at the personal cost of people who have been locked in their homes, basically, and shuttered their businesses, and said, okay, it's time now, based on the health officials here in Georgia and talking with other safety officials here in Georgia, we believe that with certain precautions and a measured approach, we're going to move forward. And I think it's the right thing to do at the right time. I'm very disappointed that apparently the president shifted gears on Governor Kemp, but I respect Governor Kemp for moving forward, notwithstanding the president's displeasure.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and that's okay. I mean, the president is not the be-all and end-all. He's the president of the United States. And it's not like Governor Kemp did this in his basement all by himself with a Ouija board. You know, should I open, should I not open? He's surrounded by smart people as well. Health people, you've got economists. He's drawing from, the better angels there of Georgia, if I might say, to come to this conclusion. Because you don't want to be the governor that made a humongous mistake and put your people at risk. I mean, you talk about measuring the risk reward. He's got to make the decision with himself, and he's making that decision, notwithstanding all the political pressure and comments from whether it's President Trump, some local antithetical political forces, or the media.
President Trump is listening to people in Washington. That's fine. They're looking at the nation, the national approach, and international. Governor Kemp's responsibility is the 9.5 million people here in Georgia. And he's listening to experts in Georgia, on the ground, down here. I doubt that he is hanging on every word by Dr. Fauci up in Washington. We have our own experts down here in Georgia, and those are the people that Governor Kemp should be listening to and is listening to.
Well, when you look at the numbers, Bob, I was looking at by state. You got 22 states that have less than 100 deaths. And they're shut down right now. They're quarantined. All but maybe four or five states have less than 1,500 deaths. And, possibly what you're saying here, and I think that the president's worldview and his perspective is greatly influenced. After all, he just met with Andrew Cuomo, and New York is the hot spot of deaths, I mean, because of, their inherent situation. And I don't know, it could be interesting to see what's in the future of New York City. Does Wall Street stay there? Do you continue to have the population density in New York when people are realizing they're setting themselves up? Because chances are this is not going to be the last virus that hits our country.
No, it's not going to be. It's not going to be the last virus. That we've had viruses like this going back as far as recorded history, and I suspect even far earlier than that. It's part of the human condition. It's part of the world that we live in. We have to deal with these things. We're much better at dealing with them now than we were a century ago with the Spanish flu, but they're still going to be a problem, and they're still going to crop up in the future. And we cannot simply live in a bubble and say, oh, we can't take any risk for anything that might happen in the future. We have to continue to be shut down and just rely on the federal government throwing money at it. That won't last forever.
Psychologically, the impact that this has had is quite telling, and I'm concerned that it's telling our adversaries a lot about the underbelly of the American spirit, that something like this would cause us to cower so quickly, and that we would be willing to surrender our economic backbone. I got to tell you, I think, the communist forces out there, the would-be terrorists and on, the people that have hated America forever and that, can't wait to celebrate the day that America dies, they're high-fiving and laughing it up right now in observing America's response to this coronavirus.
They are watching, Bill. That's a very, very good point. Back in the day when I was the U.S. attorney down here in Atlanta, back in the late 1980s and 1990, we had a number of cases involving public corruption officials and, of course, drug dealing here through Atlanta. And we used a lot of electronic surveillance and wiretaps, all court-ordered, of course. And occasionally we would pick up conversations with criminals saying, yeah, we've been watching what the U.S. attorney is doing. We better be careful. Criminals watch what the government does and act accordingly. Terrorists look at what our government does and act accordingly. And I agree. This process really began, I think, after 9/11. The fear of terrorism that struck America's heart, which was very real, certainly, but I think we went overboard and we became overly concerned about safety and feeling safe and ceded way too much power to the government, and we're seeing that happen now again, even worse.
Well, the price we're paying to be risk-averse, but this is the current 21st century America culture that we live in. We've got more from Bob Barr after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your money.
Yeah, we sure do, ladies and gentlemen. It is about we the people. We, me and you, the man, the woman in the mirror. We're fresh and independent at 19 minutes after the top of the hour in a conversation with the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. Attorney Bob Barr continues. Bob, as you and I were talking off the air, I proposed a what-if scenario. You know, what if the Democrats were in full control on a federal level? What would the response of this corona, you know, a virus look like? I could foresee, Beto O'Rourke being appointed some sort of gun czar and he going door to door, you know, collecting guns, because there have been, you know, some words thrown out there quite recklessly as if our liberties haven't already been impinged on. They would weaponize this virus to no end in order to accomplish the oppression of freedom-loving Americans.
They would, and what is particularly disturbing, Bill, is not only at the federal level would we see this happening, and we got a taste of it with the latter part of the Obama administration with Hurricane Storm, or whatever.
When you just said it, it was on the tip of my tongue, but I know what you're talking about. Yes, the one that still continues. Get ready. That the word is that people are about ready to get arrested. We'll see what happens.
Well, then the problem is that now this notion of big government taking care of everything and everybody, including taking away our right to self-defense, has infiltrated itself down to the local level. It's not just in Washington that we see this. You've seen, as I have, some of these sheriffs in some of these liberal jurisdictions and police chiefs saying we're going to close firearms dealers. There's too many guns out there. If people are locked in their homes, then there's going to be too much domestic violence. So we have to have more gun control. And we see local Republican officials, heck, Bill, even in my county here of Cobb County, Georgia, local Republican officials, mandating closures of businesses, closures of parks and so forth, trying to go even beyond what the state and the federal officials are recommending. So we have a problem. Not only with the national government, but with government at all levels that voters should be paying far more attention to.
They should be taking names and numbers, no doubt about it. Crossfire Hurricane was what you were thinking of.
Crossfire Hurricane.
That's what came to mind. I'm sitting there. I had to go, okay, just relax the brain for a moment. The synapses will fire and we'll be able to remember. But you're exactly right. I mean, what they've done, you know, with churches and, you know, taking names and taking license plate numbers. Again, all this, you know, privacy interference and invasion that's taking place, the obliteration of our legal rights. I believe America is about ready to bust out one way or another, whether it was Governor Kemp. There's going to be other people across the country. They're looking at these numbers as well and seeing that, you know, 22 of the states have less than 100 deaths. And not that anybody, and maybe he's celebrating, oh, let's have it back, let's get it worse or anything like that. We get the message. We understand social distancing, and we are going to be, paranoid for a while about this. And I think the psychological impact that this has had on America, I think, is going to take some time to process, because, as you said, this really fell into rich waters of risk-adverse culture. But, you know, people know every day, Bob, when they leave the house, there's risk reward when you leave the house and you get in a car. Anything can happen.
Sure. And we've now had, I guess, two or maybe even three generations of Americans that have grown up increasingly attuned and habituated to turning to the government to solve every problem and to provide every need. And, you know, whenever we have one of these crises, and I use a book when I teach by a fellow named Robert Higgs called Leviathan about the growth of government, and he talks about the crisis constitution in our country. Every time there's a crisis, whether it's real or government manufactured, we see this notion of government power ratcheted up. And if we don't stop it and start reversing it pretty soon, it's going to become I fear, impossible to reverse.
And then on top of that, you've got rhetoric out there from the likes of AOC telling workers not to go back to work. In other words, let's just strike. Let's strike and insist on $2,000 a month for, I don't know, however length of period of time that she can get away with it, as if we haven't given away enough money that is going to take us lots of years to recover from, no matter how strong our economy may come. I mean, we've got lots of trillions of dollars along with $24 trillion in deficit right now to deal with. So we just keep choking down big numbers. And, oh, yeah, by the way, President Trump, understandably, because this was all part and parcel of what was on his radar, and that was an infrastructure. Well, the infrastructure is not going to be cheap either.
No, and these people, I call them kid socialists, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Omar and that gang and so forth, and Beto O'Rourke. He was in the House for a couple of years. They are unfortunately the face and the future and the belief of this new extreme generation of socialists that our government really has, or our society has given us by this constant inexorable pressure to turn to government for everything. And if we don't stop them, they're taking over committees and so forth. It was actually interesting. You mentioned Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and there's a young lady who's running, I think, down in Florida, Laura Loomer. I think she's from the same area where President Trump's retreat is down there, is running, and she's been talked about as sort of the right wing AOC. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we're going to see a real pushback to this, as a result of what these people are doing and the idiotic positions they're taking. Because if we don't, and they really start to get into positions of power, if we lose the election, the national election this year, and if heaven forbid the Democrats are able to retake the Senate, we're in for. I don't even want to think about it. It is so bleak.
Yes. Well, the thing that amazes me is why the media continues to give her place and, as if she's she has something brilliant to offer. It is amazing to me that, because when she makes a statement, even in the same statement, it's like she's contradicting herself and she's making it up as she goes. And, she puts stuff up on her Twitter and then takes it down within, an hour or so because, enough people have come to her and said, it doesn't make sense.
I hate to use the word to a member of Congress, but she's an idiot. I mean, I don't think there's any other way to put it. She doesn't understand the world. She doesn't understand economics. She doesn't understand finances. And how she got into a position of having a vote in the U.S. House of Representatives is just mind-boggling, because the man that she beat, although a liberal, because it's a liberal district, at least he was an adult and he understood what he was doing.
Right.
But she doesn't. She doesn't understand anything about the real world. And
yeah, it says something about, it says to me, it says something about the Democratic Party, right? I mean, that would be able to enter in. Were you, when you were thinking about the person that's coming up, and she is a rising star, Hispanic conservative Air Force veteran, Ana Paulina Luna, down there in the 14th or 13th district. She is awesome. I mean, and you mentioned Laura Loomer as well. But this is another gal that has a lot of potential. Bob, you wrote about, all eyes are looking to China, the WHO, for culpability. It is clear that the CCP, they've got blood on their hands, and the WHO is culpable.
They do, and we need to take some tough action against China. I laid out some of it in a recent article I wrote, and I hope that that this administration really does come down hard on China.
Well, I know that some people think that maybe now is not the time, but it's inevitable, and hopefully, I would say that with the Donald Trump presidency, if he's reelected, the pressure on China will continue, but it's also right now why China, the last thing they want to deal with is an aggressive Donald Trump who's looking out for America first, and they would love to have somebody like Joe Biden who, they've had They've had their hands in his pockets for a long time, and vice versa. Bob Barr, thank you for being with us.
And he and theirs.
I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to put his signature today on an extension of the coronavirus-related small business loan program that ran out of money last week. The measure gives more cash to help small businesses keep workers on the payroll amid the coronavirus outbreak. The House passed it yesterday with an overwhelming majority. The Democratic-led chamber also authorized a new special select committee to conduct oversight on coronavirus stimulus spending.
The yeas are 212 and the nays are 182. The resolution is adopted.
Democrats say they need to make sure stimulus dollars are being spent properly. Republicans say the panel's unnecessary as the House already has committees conducting oversight. President Trump now says he may extend social distancing guidelines to pass the 1st of May, and this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bill Martinez.
And I will wait for you.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I will wait for you. And I will wait for you.
America, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Well, COVID-19 continues to upend normal life and put stress on all of us, our families, communities, and businesses alike. While much of the world's population exercises social distancing or experiences total lockdown to protect one's physical health, the resulting feelings of isolation may exacerbate two other growing health problems, loneliness in the elderly, and the ongoing global mental health crisis. And you've heard us talk about this many times in the past weeks here on the show. Now, while the elderly stand to gain the most from social distancing for their physical health, they're also among the communities most negatively impacted by isolation. In fact, the loneliness epidemic was already a growing concern for the elderly and is known to cause real suffering like depression and anxiety, but also aggravate other health problems such as cognitive decline and heart disease. Medical research cites loneliness contributes to a 26% increase in overall mortality rates. A recent report from IBM Institute
Institute for Business Values includes research on how loneliness directly impacts personal, economic, and social well-being in older adults, while outlining the major role technology plays in driving positive change, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. Technology platforms can be used to match volunteers to help older adults experiencing loneliness. Data can combine with the professional and lived experience of retired individuals in customized and personalized solutions that help combat loneliness and isolation. With interaction and inclusion and technology, can help deliver these solutions at scale. Now, with us right now to tell us more about it is Dr. William Kastler. He's the Deputy Health Officer and Lead Population Health Officer with IBM Watson Health. Dr. Kastler, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, a big lead-in to break down what we're dealing with, but this is the reality. This is today's America, what we're dealing with, right?
Indeed. These are really unprecedented times. I don't think anybody's seen anything like this in over 100 years. Yeah. And loneliness in the era of social distancing has really become a public health crisis in its own right.
Well, you look at the COVID-19 pandemic, and no doubt it is impacting loneliness and mental health. This is what isolation does, right?
Indeed. You know, it turns out that loneliness is harmful, as you said earlier, to our health, about equal to smoking 15 cigarettes a day,
wow,
which is sort of the same magnitude as physical inactivity or obesity.
Mm-hmm.
So not only does it affect mental health, but physical health as well.
So what is the role of technology in all this in hoping to combat loneliness?
So tech can never be a substitute for high-quality, face-to-face personal interaction, but tech can really help. At a very simple level, adding gestures and pictures and nonverbals to voice communication, but apps that can be curated, that can help folks with relaxation, technology can coordinate care to deliver social services and keep people safe at home. And platforms can match elderly to other online group activities. So, we tend to think that the elderly don't use technology or tech phobic or confused, but it turns out that given an easy interface and a reason to sign on, the elderly as a group can be very sophisticated tech users.
Exactly. Dr. Kastler, when you're isolated and you find yourself like this and you've got a new normal that you're dealing with, you need a new plan, right?
Exactly. And part of that plan is self-care, because self-care builds that resilience to bounce back from these challenging times. And part of self-care is doing things that you like to achieve some sort of normality, reaching out and staying socially connected, because we are social creatures.
Mm-hmm. And are you finding the elderly regarding self-care? Because some people also have this blind, confused idea that older people, like you said, are non-techy, they're non-compliant, they rely too much on other people. Are you finding that once they have a plan and you help them, you know, down the road of this new normal, that they pick up the ball and they're off and running?
You know, necessity can be the mother of invention. If you're feeling bad and anxious and isolated, and someone gives you an opportunity to be connected virtually, we're finding that people take that, that it can be a valuable tool to help cope with this pandemic, with the isolation, with the stress and anxiety.
How can we come alongside, Dr. Kastler, family members, neighbors, other people that we may know, how can we come alongside them and help them become tech savvy and to work on this new plan during this COVID-19 epidemic?
Well, I like to say just because we're physically distancing doesn't mean we have to be socially distanced. And so first and foremost is reach out. We all should be reaching out to family, friends, loved ones, our parents and grandparents, through these media, helping them to introduce them to these, teaching them how to use them, and initiating that contact.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really, really important. I have a dear friend. She's a retired teacher in California. And we could always talk about, you know, because in terms of isolation and loneliness, it was talking about, okay, what was the next event in her life, you know, whether it was Mass on Saturday or some other meeting that she was having. So it was trying to have her think about these things that would help calm her down and ease the anxiety. So I've seen this up close and personal, and at times you feel like, gosh, there's only so much I can do 2,000 miles away. A phone call, you know, when you can make the phone call, and you know, as you say, reaching out. But I'm going to come alongside her even more with what Watson is offering here, because I think this is important. This will help fill up the voids, especially because there's only so much TV you can watch, and you know, and you can binge watch only so much, and reading and you know, that sort of thing. And sometimes people they've said, well, you know, like in her case, she's 90, you know, she's 91, and she's taught all her life. She said, Bill, you know, I used to be a good reader. I used to read all the time. I don't read as much anymore. And certainly life is going to change. There's new interests to discover. And that's what I'm trying to do to encourage her. And I think this what Watson has to offer here could be, a possible inroad to help her during this downtime.
I agree. We're having family dinners with our kids and parents through the iPad.
Wow, cool.
With the cousins all around, and I certainly schedule FaceTime visits regularly with my mother as well.
Well, I thought it was really cool because even one church, what they did, they had pictures of their congregants, you know, during an Easter service because they couldn't have people there, right? So they just had pictures taped up in the pews. I thought that was really cool, you know.
Oh, that is cool. We're seeing a lot of very innovative responses, both tech and just human as well, in terms of the challenges we all have.
So to get started, Dr. Kassler, what do you say is step one here in defeating this?
I think recognizing that fear is helpful to get us to pay attention, but afterwards fear can be stressful and anxious. Once we have a plan, which is to isolate, to follow our guidance, it's then important to build resiliency and to take care of ourselves, to do something to achieve normality every day, to be grateful for, and find something to be grateful for, and to reach out and to stay connected. And certainly in that area, tech can help.
Well, Dr. William Kassler has spent his career working at the intersection of clinical care and population health as a practicing primary care internist, epidemiologist, health services researcher, public sector administrator, and health policy expert. Dr. Kassler, we're so grateful that you could join us, and we've got to wrap things up. So tell our listeners where they can go for more information.
Newsroom.ibm.com/COVID-19.
Thank you, Dr. Kassler. Be safe and well.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen, and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards.
Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. Great to have you along with us as we're doing the best we can to keep our heads. Everybody else is losing theirs, as Rudyard Kipling wrote about years ago. That's always a fun read, just to kind of remind you when you have your moment. Another one came in my devotions today, and I remember this from Bible school and so many years ago. And I thought, gosh, you know, this should be a daily read, which is our 911. You talk about dialing 911. Go to Psalm 91, okay, and read that, 911, and it'll take you into the rest of that psalm, and that will encourage you greatly today as we continue to work our way through this coronavirus mess. With us right now is the director of Young Adults and host of The Boundless Show, Lisa Anderson. Lisa, how are we doing?
Hey, I am doing okay, kind of in isolation, yeah. I guess. So making the best of it. At least there's sun today here.
Well, that's a good thing. Whenever we can have sun in Colorado, I mean, that's encouraging.
We haven't had sun. It's so weird. So it's a difference now, I guess. Yeah.
Well, good. Hey, whenever we can have sunlight coming in, because we know that that's a great disinfectant, you know, whenever we have light and disinfectant is what we need right now, I believe, in dealing with the coronavirus and maybe dealing with some own issues, our own issues of our own life as we've been, you know, settled in and, you know, kind of hunkered down. We've probably had a little bit more time to meditate and think on some things that we should be thinking about. You know, and I was thinking as I was preparing for our conversation this morning, you know, what are you doing in terms of advising these young women and even men for that matter who are saying, look, I want to date, but, dating is shut down right now. So we're kind of like on the virtual dating circuit, right?
Well, we really are. And of course, you know, that is not anything new in the sense that online dating has been around for a while. But now it's kind of like people feel like since they're told that's all they can do, it's like, ugh, how do I do this? I'm not even going to be able to meet this person, you know, in person. In fact, I just talked to a friend yesterday who started talking to a guy online in November, and they had plans to meet the first part of March, and of course that didn't happen. So she's like, where do I go with this? Like, you know, should I continue talking to this guy indefinitely? And so it's a weird space to be in because you don't really know. It's like not a real relationship until you take it into real time and real space.
Well, certainly that's another aspect. But meanwhile, there's a dimension that is playing out here. And this is one thing, and, you know, in my years of experience, Lisa, I would say is that you never know enough about the other person.
Yeah.
And I remember one of my friends, he had, you know, back in the days when Great Expectations was the big deal, you know, and they did this questionnaire for the participants that was quite extensive. I mean, there were answers that my buddy knew before he had his first coffee date. I mean, and he's quite the character because he decided, he goes, you know, I think I'm going to get married. And, you know, he'd been single, successful businessman, everything else. And one day he woke up and he says, okay, time to get married. And so he went on this mission. So his mission started with Great Expectations. He filled out all the paperwork and everything. And I think within 30 days he dated. And by date, I mean, you know, met with coffee, not everything was lunch or dinner, 45 different prospects.
Wow.
And, what was impressive to me was all the information prior to that he had on this individual. Now, I got to tell you, in my experience, if I'd have had that information, maybe if she'd have had that information on me too, maybe it would have been different, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because it's like when I used to talk to my mom about this, and it, even, in fact, in the past with, like, my grandparents, this idea of, like, we used to just date. We just went out, and sometimes you would date, you know, this is like in the 40s and 50s, several people on a weekend, and it was no big deal because everyone kind of had the same shared values. Everyone kind of knew each other's families. And so it's like, how do young adults today make the balance between knowing the things that you need to know, like this guy isn't a felon, this guy is a true believer, without getting into, I'm going to give you 12 personality assessments and run 5 background checks on you and make sure I know your complete family history. So it's a delicate balance. It's weird.
But that information is needed. I mean, however way, by the way, we want to make sure Jesus is in the middle of that. You know? You know, you might want to consult God, say, okay, hey, what is happening here? You know, yes, you know, some of the initial indicators are there. And is it just me because I have a sense of loneliness right now? It's a season of loneliness. Am I trying to be too overly sensitive to that? Or is this really the man or woman that you have chosen for me?
Yeah, and that's why I always say to young adults, and this is, you know, COVID-19 or not, know what your non-negotiables are. You have to have about 5 things in place that are absolutely non-negotiable, and that includes faith, values, direction in life. Is this person in a position to marry, meaning do they even have a job, they're not broke, you know, they're that kind of stuff. Then from there, have fun with it and just explore getting to know the person and don't be so weird about, like, do our personalities exactly match up or what does this look like? Because I think we can overanalyze. And, of course, once you bring social media into the mix and all of a sudden you're having long, drawn-out conversations, too much intellectual and emotional capital to a person you haven't met, that's where things can get squirrely and you got to watch out for that.
Exactly, time is important, and especially if you start looking at the clock and you feel like maybe you're running out of time, everybody else in the neighborhood is getting married, you felt like you've cost your, you know, you caught your last bouquet from the bride that you want to catch. It's time to move forward here. But, just being someone who's been there and done that, I would say take your time. Take your time.
Absolutely. And there is time to do that. And it's fine. You know, again, it's like singleness is not a waiting room for marriage. It's not, you're not waiting for your life to start. So, you know, do what you should be about doing right now. And in the time we're in, it's a weird space. And there's a lot of other more productive things we could be doing with our time and growing ourselves personally so we're prepared for marriage when the time does come.
Well, and especially you listen to someone, what they say, how they act during times of stress. This is a real revealer of character and a time to observe both sides as to how that other person, because how that person acts right now, you think, you're going to be, you know, right now, you could be holed up in a house with him and not going anywhere. And this is this charming individual that you're living with, you know, for a number of weeks. I mean, somebody could be in trouble here.
Yeah, well, and that's where I'm telling my audience, I'm saying, look, evaluate how you're spending your days right now, because what you don't want to be doing is letting life passively happen to you. You need to take order of your days, put structure into them, make sure they're meaningful, purposeful, you're having the opportunity to serve others. If you're just sitting around binging Tiger King and, you know, eating bags of Doritos on end, that you need to restructure and figure out how you're going to do something differently, do it better, because there's still opportunity for growth here.
You know, one of the I love one of the topics that you've been dealing with here recently, and that's the definition of a strong woman. What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was just reading, obviously we're very familiar with Proverbs 31 and all that says about women, but I was just reading in 1 Peter this morning and some of the instructions there just for believers in general of, you know, we think when culture tells us about being a strong woman, it's basically telling us, okay, ladies, it's your turn to take charge, to go, you know, get your comeuppance, make sure that men know their place and that you're going to go and take over. But really, the biggest definition of strong scripturally is self-control. So are you controlling yourself, your own emotions, your own habits? Are you dependent, which is a weird oxymoron, are you dependent upon Christ in order to have self-control? So look at, you know, COVID-19. Here we are sitting at home. Exactly what I was saying before.
Right.
You know, you can deny yourself. I don't need to sit on my computer and order yet another thing I don't need on Amazon just because I have Prime.
Right.
I don't need to go to the pantry again and get another bag of chips. I don't need to get on social media and start lambasting everyone with an opinion that's different than mine because I think I'm right in every circumstance. So what does it look like to live humbly, to live with wisdom, to be going after wisdom, loving others, serving others? Me personally, Bill, I am loving the elderly people in my sphere because they're my jam. They're the ones that I love. I have four elderly lady friends that I'm looking out for, getting groceries.
Yes.
That's what God's calling me to do right now, and I need to be faithful in that.
Well, I'll tell you, service is a big thing. That has really come out loud and clear in my devotion time. And I just keep asking God, okay, how can I serve? What else can I do? And looking out for opportunities. And sometimes it's not a whole lot. I mean, sometimes it's just a simple thing. Yesterday, for example, I just happened to be, I went to a golf course where you could putt and chip and, you know, people are far enough away from each other, there's no problem. And, there was a club. They're just lying on the ground, abandoned. And I thought, and I tried to get the attention of other people around to see if that was their club and nobody answered. And there was, four guys getting ready to tee off, getting ready to play a round of golf. And, I got their attention. I said, hey, did somebody leave a club? You know, here on the ground. Oh, gosh, wow, thank you so much. And I just felt like the Spirit was just saying, that's a way of service. Not a big deal, but that's just a way of, because this poor guy, he'd have been on the course going, where's my sandwich, you know? Because this is my most important club, it's missing. And, but there's ways to serve in a way that, whether you know it or not and realize it, it does bring glory to God, because a lot of people wouldn't have said anything. And the poor guy would have been on the course and wondering, oh, my gosh, what happened to my sandwich? And or somebody might have accidentally picked that up. Yeah. So it defines itself and demonstrates itself in all sorts of ways. But it still comes back to the basics, is that we love God and we love one another. Right.
Absolutely.
Well, what defines a strong woman? She's the director of Young Adults and host of The Boundless Show. And thank you, as always. We appreciate, Lisa, whenever you come on the show, you're so open to share with us. How can people be in touch with you? We've got about 5 seconds.
Yeah, just go to boundless.org. They're going to find our show there, articles, everything they need.
Lisa Anderson, thank you, Lisa. Be safe and well.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.